Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're exploring a pair of stories that at first glance seem miles apart, but beneath the surface, share a troubling thread throughout the digital landscape. Bitdefender Labs has uncovered a rising tide of fraudulent, promoted posts on Reddit, targeting users across the United States and Europe with investment scams. These scams have become more sophisticated, impersonating trusted news outlets like the BBC, Financial Times, and The Guardian to draw people in. This tactic preys on the implicit trust people place in reputable journalism, leveraging established credibility to drive victims toward outright fraud. The schemes often hinge on promoting fictitious AI-driven investment platforms, with names like Wencoin STX, WarriorCoin AI, and NevoCoin. They pepper their ads with fake celebrity endorsements, fabricated news articles, and carefully doctored testimonials that paint a compelling picture. I've seen examples where scammers suggest that tech icons like Nvidia and OpenAI have joined forces, hinting at hidden opportunities the government supposedly doesn't want you to know about. Each advertisement is tailored to exploit the desire for exclusive insider access, convincing viewers they are on the verge of missing out on something revolutionary. To evade being caught, the perpetrators frequently rotate domains and use ambiguous, official-sounding language that implies explicit endorsements from trusted sources. Clicking through one of these misleading links lands users on a meticulously crafted page, featuring bogus registration forms for phony investment accounts. Victims are prompted to enter everything from personal details to financial information to, inevitably, a monetary deposit to join the supposed gold rush. Once inside, the fake sites heap on yet more deception. Manipulated screenshots of fabricated profits, false interviews, and counterfeit banking documents that paint a consistent picture of impossible returns. The psychological strategies at play are astonishing. By promising exclusivity and weaving a narrative of government secrecy, these scammers nudge people into acting hastily and without scrutiny. The consequences are stark. Many victims suffer not only financial losses but also emotional turmoil, particularly feeling betrayed by news platforms they've grown to trust. This crisis of trust underscores the profound dangers that digital misinformation and online scams pose to everyday people. And it's not just in the realm of finance. Alarm bells are ringing across other sectors as well, particularly education. Over at UC Berkeley, there's been a dramatic and worrying spike in academic failure rates in computer science courses. According to new reports, 35.3% of students in Berkeley's CS10 course failed in the spring 2026 semester. CS61A, one of the university's largest and most influential computer science classes, wasn't immune either, with a 10.6% failure rate compared to prior years. Faculty and course instructors have attributed these numbers to a combination of rampant cheating and an overdependence on AI-generated answers. The parallels with online investment scams are glaring. Both crises rely on the exploitation of trust, the allure of shortcuts, and a willingness to believe in convenient solutions. In academia, the temptation to use AI tools for quick-fix answers has eroded genuine learning and encouraged a climate where authentic effort is regularly bypassed. It's not just the students who are suffering. The instructor community is grappling with the broader ethical dilemma of technology's impact on foundational education. Educators are sounding the alarm about the deteriorating climate of academic honesty and the systemic challenges that go beyond individual bad actors. Some instructors recount seeing a wave of identical AI-generated code submission, making it nearly impossible to accurately assess student learning or enforce standards. In discussions with students, many admit feeling pressure to perform and keep up, but also readily acknowledge the ease and temptation of using AI cheating tools. It's a sobering reflection of a broader cultural norm shift, one that rewards immediate results over long-term understanding or integrity. Returning to the issue of financial scams, there's an obvious and urgent call for more robust regulation and oversight. On the regulatory front, the upcoming vote on America's so-called Clarity Act has been a lightning rod for debate. The act proposes to clarify the rules for the cryptocurrency industry by placing it under the supervision of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC. The aim, on paper, is to provide structure and legal certainty for companies navigating the fast-changing blockchain and crypto landscape. However, critics, including financial watchdogs and some institutional investors, warn that removing certain securities from strict oversight could increase risk for all stakeholders. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase and a vocal crypto skeptic, has highlighted ongoing concerns about alleged loopholes and insufficient anti-money laundering provisions in the proposed regulations. As it stands, many believe that while innovation should be fostered, investor protection, especially in the face of the kind of scams uncovered by Bitdefender, must come first. In the absence of clear, enforceable guardrails, scam artists will continue preying on those keen to secure financial or academic advantage by any means possible. So what's to be done? Experts across tech, finance, education, and public policy are urging a multi-pronged approach that starts with public awareness. First and foremost, there is a pressing need for comprehensive campaigns to help the public spot red flags in digital content. Educational institutions play a key role in empowering students with critical thinking skills to detect misinformation and resist the lure of easy answers. Similarly, governments and tech companies must collaborate to distribute resources, develop intelligent fraud detection systems, and ensure transparent reporting of scam incidents. In the classroom, there are renewed calls to revisit how technology is woven into teaching, not just for productivity, but with ethics, accountability, and skill development in mind. Proposals include integrating digital literacy courses, stricter controls on AI-assisted assessments, and tighter honor codes to reinforce the expectation of honest work. For the financial sector, stronger identity verification for advertisers, better moderation of sponsored content, and closer monitoring of crypto-related promotions are essential first steps. Realistically, fraud prevention is never a one-and-done fix. It requires constant adaptation to the rapidly changing tactics of scam operators and those willing to stretch academic boundaries. That's why collaboration among tech companies, educators, regulators, financial institutions, and everyday users is so crucial. No single actor can patrol the digital domain alone. Reflecting on these two stories, it's striking how digital platforms, whether social media or online classrooms, have become both the battleground and the weapon of choice for manipulation. We must not lose sight of the foundational values that make technology empowering instead of exploitative. Transparency, responsibility, and an unwavering commitment to truth. If you or someone you know comes across suspicious posts or unsolicited investment offers, remember to check the source, verify details independently, and never provide personal details to unverified platforms. In the context of education, if you're a student, remember that success achieved through shortcuts is fragile. Real learning lays the groundwork for a career and a life built on integrity. For faculty and staff, fostering open conversations about the responsible use of emerging technologies is as important as enforcing academic standards. Technology is advancing at lightning speed, but our capacity for critical thinking and ethical judgment must advance in lockstep. Ultimately, our response to these intertwined threats, financial scams and the erosion of academic integrity, will define how resilient and informed our society becomes in the digital era. We stand at a crossroads. Either allow ourselves to be taken in by convincing digital facades, or lean into education, awareness, and institutional reform. There's promise here too, because with each new threat, communities are developing better tools, sharper instincts, and a stronger sense of shared digital responsibility. As always, the goal of Open Source News Elements is to arm you with the knowledge to sidestep traps, support positive voices, and enhance your digital literacy. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend or colleague. It might help someone avoid a costly or painful mistake. For more information on online scams, academic ethics, and staying safe in the digital age, check out element.fm for additional tips and resources. I'll close with a simple reminder. Trust is earned, not bought, and there's no substitute for a sharp, skeptical mindset online. Thanks for listening.